OJ Simpson needs to stay the hell off of Twitter. Wendy Williams and a whole bunch of people may be getting some stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Nicki Minaj has some harsh words for Miley Cyrus. And P. Diddy is the ex that just won't go away. Back to reality. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, Al, yes, we back
to reality.
Hey, oh, I like that. Happy Sunday, folks. What's going on? I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and this is Black Hollywood Live, back to reality. And I'm driving the motherfucking boat, but I can't drive it by myself. Because I have the best co-host in the world.
Yes, everybody, it's Tyra the Third, and I'm happy to be on this boat, baby.
Yes, as Meg Thee Stallion would say, we driving a new say boat. Obviously, I'm still, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, the key of the stallion.
Okay, I'm just really excited that it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. Happy Sunday, it's been a long weekend. I missed last week, so shout out to you and Drew for holding it down. Yes,
welcome back, we missed you.
Glad to be seen, glad to be heard, as Howard the Third says. No, I missed you guys, it was so much that went on entertainment world. But before we get into it, Howard, how was your week? How's your weekend?
It was good. You know, it's BT weekend out here in LA. Mm-hmm. So many events. I am too old. I just realized this weekend, so I can't keep up with all of them. I did one event. That was more than enough. How about you, Nikki? How was yours?
It's a good weekend. I just got back on Tuesday, so I was a little jet lagged, but our friends all sent all these events in the group chats, and I'm like, God damn, I know I'm old, because I can't barely. We did one event yesterday, and I was exhausted, so I had a really good weekend, but I'm happy to be here. You know I love Sundays.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Love being here with you, because so much mess has happened in the entertainment world. And we are here to break it down. So let's get started with Moments of the Week.
Yes.
This is where me and Howard, we will break down all the madness that happened this week. And I'm going to kick it off first. P. Diddy.
Just the mess.
Love him, though. He's okay. So we all know P. Diddy and one of his girlfriends, Cassie, recently broke up this year. And Cassie kind of took her time back. She was reclaiming her time. And now she has a brand new man named Alex Fine. And that's not by coincidence, because he is fine. Mm-hmm. Alex and Cassie took to Twitter to say that they, and Instagram, that they are expecting their brand new baby girl. Woo. And I heard rumors in the streets that they're getting engaged.
Oh, wow.
So the internet was going crazy, child. They're like, what would Diddy do? What would Diddy do? But let me tell you what P. Diddy did.
What'd he do?
P. Diddy went to Instagram and posted a congratulations post that says, congratulations, Cassie and Alex. I wish you all nothing but love and happiness. God bless and love. Mm. Now, some people thought it was cute. Some people thought it was a little weird. What do you think about this,
I think it's a little weird, especially when they broke up. They're already separate. They're parted their ways. You know, Diddy tried to take Cassie's, you know, good years. Luckily, she had some extra years backed up, so he didn't get a hold to, like, snatch on those, but he don't need to be saying nothing to her. He just needs to keep on pushing. He already said how he missed out on Kim. Now he'll probably say he missed out on Cassie. So now, just keep it pushing, Diddy.
I wanna be a official girl.
Official girl.
I wanna be a...
be a...
official girl.
Official girl.
Cassie said she wanted to be somebody's official girl, and Alex wiped it up. I think it's sweet, but I think it would have been better as a text message.
Yeah.
And I personally feel like he put it on social media so we would see it. And yeah. I hate when celebrities try to please us. We ain't nobody. Stop trying to please us.
Exactly.
And it's a little weird because Alex used to be Diddy's trainer. So that's a little,
really?
Mm-hmm. That's a little weird, but who am I?
I don't know. Mm. You know what? Fun fact about Diddy. I didn't like him for the longest time because he broke up Danity Kane and I was obsessed with them like late middle school, early like high school years. So for the longest time, I did not like him. It took me a while to like re-like him again.
I have a weird fact. I used to be obsessed with Diddy. Mm-hmm. And in middle school, I had a fake Bad Boy chain. And I told the kids that he was my uncle and he got it for me. And then it turned green. I used to be obsessed with Bad Boy. So I love Diddy, but this... I love him, but I'm going to call him out.
Yeah.
He ain't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Well, somebody we do want to call out is Wendy Williams. Yes, but this time for good news. So Wendy Williams and a few other celebs will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congrats, girl. So the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce Walk of Fame selection committee announced that the full list of celebrities receiving a star in the next year is 2020. And Wendy is going to be on that wonderful sidewalk, a little dirty, but you know, it's beautiful. next to her would be Christina Applegate, an actress, Andy Cohen, Terry Crews, which I was shocked by that. You know, Dr. Phil and a few other people will be on that star. 50 Cent will be trolling along on the star. So, you know, and Alicia Keys is going to be on there. So we haven't heard from her in a while, but she'll be on that star too. So
that's amazing.
Some of your faves.
I feel like 50 Cent's going to then tweet and say that the Hollywood Commission owes him money now because they're giving him a star. Congratulations to them, especially from Wendy Williams, because she's going through a lot.
Yeah.
And she's facing her sobriety. So congrats to you, Queen. You deserve it. Now, somebody who don't deserve a lot. OJ, goddamn Simpson. I just be like, OJ, shut the hell up. Okay, so here's the thing. We all know who OJ Simpson is. OJ Simpson was known for being a legendary football player and an actor, but unfortunately, he's also known for being the alleged murderer of his ex-wife, Nicole, and Ron Goldman. And the 25th anniversary passed of the murders of this woman and this man. And what did OJ do?
He didn't
send love. He didn't send blessings. The fool done activated a Twitter account, and he wanted to let the fans know why he was on Twitter. And he told everyone that he was going to get even. I have a video from his Twitter.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one.
God.
So it should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Jesus
Christ. God bless. Take care.
Just support Choice Awards. I just want him to stop. He did it with the book. I just want him to stop talking because, you know, OJ is also known historically for being like one of the first black men to be found not guilty for a crime of killing a white woman. You know what I'm saying? So whether we know if he did it or not, I just feel like it's a little bad taste to make a video like that and say, getting even with people. And it's been 25 years since Nicole and Ron were murdered.
Okay.
I just feel like you just need to shut the hell up.
Just let it go, OJ.
Oh, he also posted, he posted a video talking about how Khloe Kardashian is not his daughter.
Oh my gosh.
How he loves Rob Kardashian and he never had sex with Kris Jenner. So he also wanted us to know that as well. Thanks, OJ.
Nobody cares. You got a lot of kick it, Craig. But anyways, let's move on to Nicki Minaj. You know I love me my Nicki. She's back with a new hot single, which is a little lukewarm to me, but you know, I don't know if it was supposed to be for radio or what, but you know, okay, Nicki. But Nicki is talking about some other things. So she sounds off on Miley Cyrus after bringing back her Queen radio show, and she also announced that she is getting married. Look at you, Nicki. So Nicki went on to Twitter to say, the pre-dude chicken can never talk SH about Queens. She disrespected me in a magazine article for no reason. I had just seen her after she sucked Mike Will's dick in the studio.
Ooh.
Now you coming out with pink wigs? All you bitches wanna be Nicki.
Oof.
That's what Nicki said on Queen Radio. And then she went on to say,
Jesus Christ.
We did get our marriage license. I think I have what I was striving for. Just happiness. I was so hard to get a happy place. It was so hard to get a happy place. Now that I'm here, I don't want to compromise that for anyone or anything else.
Wow.
So she's happy. She's in love with a man. You know,
I guess
we know a little bit about her soon to be her husband or actual husband. But we don't know too much about him. Maybe she wants to keep it like that.
She should. Because those who know about him, it's not a good rap sheet
not
that he has. But they've known each other for a really long time since they were kids. So, you know, I guess. But Nicki has new music out. I am confused of why, like, see, like, I want Nicki to win.
Me
too. She's a black queen. She's a Sagittarius like myself. And, you know, I wanted to win, but sometimes I'm like, sis, what was the point of you going on Queen Radio to drag Miley again?
Exactly.
Unless Miley, you know, came for her and I would understand it because Miley
has done
that. So I get repping it, but I'm just like, yo, sis, put the music out. You had a break. Let's hear that music. We've been waiting for you. You're a queen. So shout out to Nicki Minaj.
Shout out to Nicki. And Miley, just lay low. Just stay out of all hip-hop beats because, you know, she got dragged for something else, too.
Recently. Hashtag stay out of hip hop, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
just
love
do your
girl.
Thing. Your husband's fine. All right, let's go to our next segment, our social media segment. Let me take a selfie. I just started watching Pose.
Okay.
Yes.
Me too.
And the category is social media.
Yes, we want to see social media realness, honey.
Howard, take it away.
So let's start off with the king himself, Robert Kardashian.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Robert has been living his best life on Twitter. You know, since he got kicked off of Instagram, he had to go somewhere else. But he was caught recently flirting with a singer, Nati Natasha, arguing with his sister, Chloe, and shooting his shot with Evelyn from Basketball Wives. Just too much. So here's Natasha. She tweets, Robert, Happy Father's Day. Oh. You are an excellent father, I know. God bless you. See you soon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So Rob tweeted back, and he put the comment, Thank you. See you soon.
Ooh.
Well, Chloe wasn't feeling that. Chloe came and said, See you soon. No. Then put back, Rob, what is going on here? Who is this girl?
I love that. Like, you know when your mom is checking up on you? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Who is this girl? So Rob tweeted back and put, Do I know you? Talking to Chloe. She said, Don't make me pop up on your ass. Then Rob said, Pop off then.
Oh, Lord.
All on Twitter for everybody to see. Well, Rob got tired of his sister and decided to move on to Evelyn for Basketball Wives. And Evelyn tweeted him and said, Rob Kardashian has a big sausage.
Excuse me?
Ooh, Evelyn, you nasty. And Rob tweeted back and said, and you, I don't even know if we can say this part, but I don't even know what can rewind. He said, you are a blank. You have to go to his Twitter because I don't know if we could say it.
Rain. Lots of rain.
Okay.
Lots of water.
Yes. And if I were to, like, hold a water bottle and crush it, it would what on you?
There you go.
There we go.
That's what happens when I see
Davies. That's what he said.
Davies.
Oh, Lord. Bring it back to PG, Dakia. Bring it back to PG. At least PG 13.
I'm just saying. I just said I love him. I'm just saying. Okay. Rob, you're nasty. Calm down. Speaking of not nasty, Queen Oprah. Okay, so me and my friends, we have a thing. We have a group and we call ourselves the aunties. It's okay. Nothing wrong to me being called auntie. Listen, I thought auntie was a cool thing. It doesn't mean I'm old. But baby, Oprah wants y'all to know, don't you call her no damn auntie. So, and it didn't come from Oprah's account. It came from Oprah Magazine, which is hilarious.
Wow.
So Oprah Magazine posted a photo and it says, Auntie Oprah, Auntie Gail, Auntie Ava. Okay, it says, in many places around the world, placing the title auntie or auntie before someone's name who's not actual aunt is seen as a sign of respect. But Oprah, Gail, and Ava would prefer if you didn't call them Auntie Oprah, Auntie Gail, or Auntie Ava. Tap the link in the bio to find out why they don't like the nickname and what you can call them instead.
No.
If y'all don't get out... Okay.
No.
Ava DuVernay was in an interview, and when she voiced it, I understand what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
She said when people come up to her, they say Auntie Ava, and to her, she's like, ooh, it kind of makes me feel old. But she wasn't, like, anti it.
Right.
But Oprah says, stop.
Okay.
You know I love you, old Oprah. Auntie's not a bad thing.
I don't think so either.
I think it's a term of, like, endearment. I love being called Auntie.
Yes.
Got that. You know how they get BDE?
Oh, yes.
B-A-E, big auntie energy. That's what I got. You dig? Like, Oprah, come on. You the queen, but relax.
Relax, girl.
I love you, though. Please.
I know. Keep watching us.
We love you so much. Please.
Please put us on all, no. Love you, girl. Miss Oprah. Lady O.
Miss Queen. Your Highness. Your Honor. God, we love you. We just report the news. Don't shoot the messenger.
So singer Ari Lennox is up here just tweeting out her little soul, baby. She just, excuse me, she just released her new album. You know, it's a great album. People are loving it. But she decided she wanted to go to Twitter to voice some other opinions she has and not about the album. So Donald Trump, your favorite president, tweeted out, Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have found a way to the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, you're using the strong immigration and go on to say some other stuff that nobody really cares about. So Ari tweeted out and said, Hey, Kanye West. This is the man you love and support so much. The same man whose white ancestors are illegal immigrants themselves.
Ooh.
Can you please explain?
Ooh.
Question mark.
Let me tell you. I knew I liked Ari Lennox, but I love Ari Lennox.
Okay. She wants to know, Kanye, you up here standing for your king.
Ugh.
You gonna tweet what's going on? Huh?
Get from Sunday service and holla at Ari Lennox. Okay?
Put down those shoes. Those Yeezys. And let's know. Like, tell us what's going on.
No, but I do appreciate her because I think someone like him should be called out. Mm-hmm. Because this is a man that you're still kind of like championing. And this is a man who's nasty and says horrible, racist, bigot, homophobic things. Mm-hmm. And for you, Kanye West, to still kind of champion that and be like, ugh, it's like, bro, shut the hell up. But shout out to you, Ari Lennox. We do appreciate you. All right, let's go to the second part of social media, which is our favorite, Bird Talk.
Woo! Aww.
Birdie. Steph. Hi, Steph. Love her. Our amazing engineer and producer. So Bird Talk is where Howard and I, we take social media accounts and we act out the tweets and the Instagrams, because it's more fun that way.
It's a lot more fun. So let's kick it off with Jersey Shore cast versus Love and Hip Hop Atlanta cast. So if you guys didn't watch the MTV Movie Awards, Atlanta won for Best Reality Family or Best Reality Showcase or something like that. So Jersey Shore was like, how you guys... Yes. Jersey Shore was like, how you guys gonna give it to them and not give it to us? Well, on MTV, this is our sister channel.
Ooh.
Well, it didn't hold up with some of the cast. So Dina from Jersey Shore tweeted out, somebody tweeted, MTV Movie Awards dying at the fact that Jersey Shore didn't conceal their feelings after not winning at all. Dina wrote back, no shame. Not anything against Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, but we, the same cast, has been here for 10 years and show our entire lives, good and bad. We were very shocked, especially being our family network.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mona Scott Young, who created the, the Jersey Shore, Mona Scott Young, who created the Love and Hip Hop franchise, all of them, she went on her Instagram, posted up a picture that said, dang, and then put a caption and said, they show is salty. Ooh. Eats popcorn from our MTV Movie Award.
Ooh.
Crunch, crunch. So, then Sierra from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta put up a reaction to a post that Angela from Jersey Shore put up saying, my reaction says it all. What a joke. The fans definitely voted for us. Sierra said, this lady is delusional.
Not lady, though.
Why can't Love & Hip Hop Atlanta get an MTV Movie Award? She needs a good old Love & Hip Hop ATL ass whooping.
Ooh.
Let us be great. Damn, we worked hard too, sis. We just a little darker than you. Hashtag Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Hashtag Sierra Glam Shop, because you can't forget that.
Ooh.
I said what I said. I'm sick of people doing us like this. Don't they know God despises jealousy?
Ooh, ding, 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 ding. I think I'm going with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta on this one.
They just wanted the award. That's it.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Like, shout out to Jersey Shore. You know I'm on the panel. Those are my family members.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, you guys are legendary. Let Love and Hip Hop eat too. Like, they deserve it. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Miami, New York. That's a legendary show. And Atlanta is the best one.
Exactly.
So don't be salty, Jersey. I'm from New York, so you know how I feel about New Jersey. Don't do it. Okay, the next Bird Talk comes from my favorite person, Cardi B. Now, I just want to give a warning. These are Cardi B's words and thoughts. This is not what I think about TMZ. Again, this is Cardi B's words and thoughts, Harvey. And it's not coming from me. She said, Harvey, you wrinkle fake tan bitch. You don't profit on talking about these white celebrities like you go out your way to report shit on people in the urban culture and even make shit up.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how 2 months ago my publicist had to go on her way to prove to you guys that I had surgery because you insisted that I was pregnant. You was going out your way and reporting it because of a reliable source claim to tell you. I never did jail time. I don't have a criminal record. But y'all want to drag this case because y'all want fame and y'all want the press and waste people tax money on bullshit because of a misdemeanor case. I'm going to skip a little bit because she wrote a whole thing. Lord, Cardi. She said the prosecutors are meeting talking about she hangs with gang members. But you don't clean my ass. Okay. I'll stop there. So Cardi B was just expressing that because for those who don't know, she had to go to court for allegedly assaulting these two women. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, it came out that she was indicted on 12 counts, but she came out and said that is absolutely not true and don't believe TMZ because she ain't going to jail.
Oh, man.
So shout out to you, Queen Cardi B. And again, Harvey, those are her thoughts and her words.
Okay.
Not mine.
Press,
okay.
press.
Cardi don't need no press.
Okay.
Let's go to our next segment, news and gossip. Flash, speaking of the devil, Kanye West. Speaking of the devil. All right, y'all, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This is a new report that I'm doing called Breaking Zaddy News.
Yes.
Steph, are we ready? Steph is like, I'm going to kick your ass. Okay. Everyone, I am Nakia Monet, and I am here to bring you Breaking Zaddy News.
Yes.
The Zaddy in question, some of you know him as Drake. Some of you know him as Aubrey. Mm. Some of you know him as Champagne Poppy.
Oh, yes.
I know him as Zaddy. Oh. Zaddy was in the news because allegedly there is a young woman suing him because she alleges that Zaddy and her had sex and he forced her to have oral sex. But that's not the bad part.
Oh.
She alleges that Zaddy has a nasty little fetish. She says allegedly because we don't want to be sued by Zaddy. She said allegedly. Zaddy Drake made her spit in a cup while she was performing on him.
Oh.
And that he would measure her spit and then that he would tell her to pour it on her face because he wanted to see her face messy.
Oh.
I, the investigative journalist that I am, wanted to go a little bit deeper. But because this is really nasty, I'm not going to take that approach. It's real nasty, Drake. Like, I feel like we shouldn't shame people, but this is really nasty. So I'm not going to go into depth about that part. And this is all alleged. Yes. But I, Nakia Monet, would like to send a message to Zaddy Drake. Drake, please feel free to slide into my DMs because I would like to sit down with you to have a one-on-one interview. I would like to personally ask you why you would do something like this. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, my name is Kiki and that's not a coincidence. And I would never tell or say anything. Just saying. Again, this is just for journalistic purposes, Howard. So I don't know why you're laughing.
I can't.
I just want to sit one-on-one with Drake. So Zaddy Drake, if you are watching this, because I know you're taking the time out to watch this today during the BET Awards, please note, feel free to sign in my DMs and we can sit down and have a talk, like Barbara Walters style, and then we can go out and get drinks. I am Nakia Monet, and that is your special Zaddy report. Thank you. Thank you. I think that as a journalist,
oh,
I take my craft really serious, and I feel like I need to find out the facts,
yes,
Howard.
You do.
I need to go to his house.
Straight to the source.
Late night, go to the source, one-on-one, and figure out why he would do that to that young lady.
Bring over your own choice of liquor.
Exactly.
You know, just
to make it calm.
Calm.
Allegedly. Call me. It's nasty, though.
You nasty, Drake. Nasty.
He fine.
Mm-hmm. Looking good. So, Lindsay Lohan's show has been canceled.
Aww.
For all you beach lovers who love Lindsay Lohan and her beach club. Well, according to Page Six, they reported that the MTV reality show Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club has been canceled. And and the enormous beach club where the show was filmed appears to be closed too.
Aww.
But it looks like Sis scored a brand new record deal and will be coming out with new music and a new album, honey. So when one door opens, one door closes, another one opens. I don't understand, Lindsay. I wish she would have kept the club open at least and canceled the show. And I don't know if we need new music. No, I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed.
Hey.
I'm tired of people lying, saying what they want about me.
Hey.
Why won't they? You know what? That was a hit.
I'm not gonna lie. I had that album. So.
I did have that album, but. You know, again, that was over 10 years ago, so.
So you wouldn't be here for a new Lindsay music?
No, not at all.
I will say, my sis Lindsay, y'all know I love Lindsay Lohan, but she's been a little
she a little off.
A little crazy, but Unfortunately, the show got canceled, but it was a good show. It was an interesting show, and hopefully she will come and do something else.
Maybe.
But we don't want no music, Lindsay. We love exactly. you, though. Wow. Speaking about something kind of crazy, and speaking about Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop New York. So Howard and I, we reported a few weeks back that the young lady, Brittany Taylor from Love and Hip Hop New York, was claiming that Remy Ma put the paws on her. And Remy Ma, who was on parole, got into a lot of trouble. But baby, when I tell you karma is a bitch, listen to this, y'all. Brittany Taylor was given a restraining order for allegedly beating another woman.
Oh my gosh.
According to TMZ, a New York judge enacted a restraining order against a reality star who's 30 years old and states that she was in possession of any firearms, she must turn them over immediately. The order of protection was in place until December 14th. So I find it a little weird that she alleged and claimed that Remy Ma had hit her and all this stuff, but she over here hitting people, and I heard that this woman is actually her roommate.
Wow.
So that's a little shady. So she got arrested and she was hit with a restraining order. So Brittany, stay out of trouble and just wait and try to get on the new season of Love & Hip Hop New York.
Exactly.
Come on, we don't need no more black people going to jail.
A mess. A mess. Another mess is Portia Williams and her man, Oof. Dennis McKinley. So, it's been alleged, it's been confirmed that they have split up. So, they are no longer engaged. A source says to Page Six about the Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia. Portia began Dennis in the early 2018, became pregnant with their first child in September of that year, and then now she is officially not with him. She unfollowed him. Ooh. Then when people noticed that she unfollowed him, she followed him back. But then she was still running around town with a ring off, her engagement ring off. And so she put that back on. But now it's been confirmed they have split up.
I wonder why they were such a cute couple.
They really were. They seemed like they were so much in love. She was trying to hold him down, you know. She was like, oh, he's got all these other women. But he said he kicked those women to the curb for her. And now who knows what's the truth
Baby.
Is.
She has her baby, so.
That's true.
You know. Congratulations. Sorry, Portia.
PJ.
Aww, I know. PJ, she's so cute. Okay, let's go into our next segment. Where are they at, though? Hey, where they at, though? Listen, allegedly, I heard T.I. beat up somebody yesterday.
Oh, no.
Allegedly, T.I., these are not my words, allegedly, he beat up Floyd Mayweather's DJ, but we'll bring that next Sunday.
Oh, no.
Where they at, though?
Not DJ Bling. Mm. You know, DJ Bling used to live in my neighborhood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We went to a few parties before.
Ooh, did
yes.
we?
Yes, hey, Bling.
Bling, Bling. Every time I come around,
you're Bling, Bling. Bling.
You know, I'm sick of us.
So speaking of where they at, though, Bethany Frankel. Well, she may be on drugs, according to Sunny Hostin from The View. Oh. Apparently, these two have had a long time feud, which who would have known?
I didn't even know they were hanging out in the same circles.
Exactly. I guess Bethany is that girl, Sunny's that girl, so who would have known? But Sunny was on her show, of course, The View, and she talked about the hot drama between her and Bethany. So the two have drama that seems from Bethany's interaction with Hostin's kids.
Oh, no.
Their issue resurfaced after the ladies on The View shared their thoughts on Bethany's behavior, because, you know, Bethany's on Real Housewives of New York. Despite being told not to talk about her interaction with Frankel by producers, Hostin said that Bethany yelled at her child on the beach. It was in the middle of the day, and my child was about 7 playing with other children playing with other children at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. She said her child was napping inside, Bethany's child was napping inside, with the window open, and that children were being too loud on the beach. She yelled at my child, and I went out there and stood in front of my child and yelled at her and told her adults speak to adults. She knows I'm telling the truth. Bethany then addressed the incident during her appearance on Bravo's Watch What Happened Live, you know, with Andy. It could get a little messy. She said, I don't know. I think she's been drinking or taking some drugs. I don't know her. Hostin responded, and that is a whole other thing that you guys have to read up on, but that is a mess.
That's a hot mess. Shout out to the Jasmine brand for that. That is a mess, but baby, let me tell you something. I don't have no kids, but there's nothing like a mama who protects her kids.
Okay.
And Bethany, like, people are at the beach. Like, wake your baby up or close the goddamn window.
Okay.
Like, it's a public place, and I get it, but you can't yell at people's kids. And like Sunny said, adults talk to adults, but baby, I didn't even know that they were like.
Who would've known? And then for Bethany to be like, oh no, I think she's on drugs. I don't even know her. She's drinking too much. Like, girl.
Sunny is a prosecutor. Don't you come for Sunny.
Don't you come for her.
Love
defamation,
you, Bethany.
Honey.
I miss Bethany's show, but don't do that. That's crazy. Okay, let's go to our villain. Let's go to our next segment, Villain of the Week. I was going to say it's one of my favorites. So this is a different type of villain. This is the best friend's edition, and this is a little different. So back in the day, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had a really funny beef going on because they were fighting over the years, like up until this year. Yes. So it looks like the long-ass beef between the singers Katy Perry and Taylor Swift is officially over. Taylor dropped her brand new video and single called You Need to Calm Down, and she had people in the video like Ciara and Billy Porter, and even Katy made an appearance. And the two frenemies were on social media in a French fry and a burger costume, and Katy Perry says the meal is beef free. So I thought that was pretty cool that they have squashed their beef and they're no longer beefing with each other. So
that's nice. You know, they're both top pop stars. They're both great in their craft. So it's nice to see them actually come together and, you know, just dead everything.
Yeah.
Maybe, everything's under the rug.
Yeah, it's not that serious. And maybe they can make some music together and bigger things in the world happening. So, you know. Okay, let's go to our last segment, Shows to Watch. Yeah. So this is a really special one, and I really wanted to shout out the show because two hosts from AfterBuzz TV actually work on the show.
Oh, wow.
My girl, Shantiera, she and I, we do the iZombie panel together on AfterBuzz TV. She's one of the producers. And Raven, who used to host here, she now lives in Atlanta and doing her thing. She also worked on this show.
Wow.
So this is a brand new show for Fox called Fox Noir LA. It is a black culture show. So Fox Noir is a new live interactive streaming channel dedicated to African-American viewers in Los Angeles. The program's aim to celebrate black culture and deal with the real and relevant topics and the impact of everyday lives in the black community through frank and insightful dialogue with the local national influencers, hashtag black family, black excellence, black millennials. And it looks like it's going to do their trial, and it's June 20th to the 25th, so which means it's streaming right now. So make sure you guys check it out at www.foxnoir.com. That is FOXNOIRE.com. Check it out. Support our people. Let's support black people. This is amazing. And shout out to Shantiera and Raven for working on that show. So I thought I'd give that a shout out because I thought that was pretty dope.
Sounds like a cool show. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a cool show, we have a cool show, and this was a great show, Howard.
Yes, it sure was.
Yes, let the peeps know where they can find you at and all that stuff.
You can find me on all social media at Howard the Third. You can also find me hosting the Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I also do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show, and it's this part one of the season finale tonight with me and Nakia, where we talk about Jordan Woods and the whole Tristan Thompson scandal. So please tune into that.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Drama. I am your girl, Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. To let you guys know, tonight is the BET Awards, and Howard and I will be recapping that next Sunday on Back to Reality.
Yes.
Make sure you guys subscribe and like Back to Reality and Black Hollywood Live. We're now on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud, and we will be yelling in your ears because that's how much we love you guys. And as Howard said, we will be on Keeping Up the Kardashians tonight because we will be breaking down all the drama. We will see you guys next Sunday. Have a great weekend.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.